Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Dumai Daf Kimmel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Aleph. So we learned in the previous Daf the idea of the Te'enim, the figs, which are Mesuyofos. They come in the end, and the Balabais, the owner, doesn't really care much about them, and he makes them Hefker. Says the Gemara now, Nistaifu Te'enim, if the figs came to the end, it's the end of the harvest, it's the last figs that are left, and usually Balabais gives up on them. But who mishaver sadeu prey anovim? But the Baal Bais is still guarding the field, not because of the figs, but because of the grapes. He has grapes growing. So he's guarding the field for other purposes. Is these te'enim, the te'enim that are misuyafis, that usually one doesn't care about, is that considered to be hefker? Is that considered to be potter from meiser? Anovim, what happens? The same thing when you have the end of the harvest of the anovim, you have the last grapes left. The ones that don't have a lot of value usually are hefker. But in this case, he's still guarding the field because of the vegetables. What do you say then? Says the Gemara, if a worker goes into the sadeh and to take some fruits, and the Baal Bais tells him, what are you doing? Why are you going into my field? I'm planning to use these fruits. So then, asur is b'shul gezel. So then it's also because of gezel, meaning it's an indication depending on how the Baal Bais is acting, how the Baal Bais reacts to somebody going into the field to take these specific fruits. Says the Ulo by Shmuel b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi v'Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yudo nichnasu loichol b'Mesuyofos. So Ulo is saying the story, the Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yudo went to eat these figs that are left in the end of the harvest, the ones that grow last. V'tzovach b'Em HaShemer. So the Shemer starts screaming at them, what are you doing? Umashach Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yudo yado. So Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yudo took away his hands, meaning he did not take the fruits, he stopped eating. Amalei Rabbi, Echo, you can eat it. Because the owner gave up on them. As we learned, when you have Te'enim Mesuyofos, you have the end of the figs, the ones that grow last, the Baal Bais doesn't care much about them, and he makes them Efker. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Boys, Rabbi Yochanan didn't understand. After he said the story, he said, I don't understand what Rabbi is saying. Tzovach ve'at oma hachen. The guard is screaming on them not to take it. And you're saying it's because it's to be Efker? The fact that the guard is screaming, that shows so he does care about them, and it's not hefker. Is the question of Rabbi Yochanan a good question? Against it. It says there, referring to different types of greenery that grows on their own and has vegetable in it. If it's growing in the courtyard, so then if the Baal Bais is keeping them and guarding them, so then it's chayav and meiser, because it's growing in his courtyard, and he's going to use them, and he has his mind for them. So even though it usually grows freely everywhere, and it's something that grows on its own, but if it's growing in one's chatzer, as long if he's guarding them, that shows that he wants to own them, and he's chayav and meiser. How big, you know, but if it's growing in the garden, I feel nishmoyim potter, even if a person decides to guard them, because it's something that nobody else does. Outside in the field, nobody guards these things that are so easily grown on their own, so then even if he does guard them, butlo daito it's a kolodom. His das is butl in front of everybody else, and you don't consider this to be a not hefker. It's not considered to be that it's owned by somebody and it's potom in a meiser. So that's more. What do you see? That when the majority of people don't guard them, if a person decides to yes guard them, to yes be shamed with them, it's not chayav in meiser. So why over here should be different when the Mesuyofos, when this Shemir decides to guard them, most people don't do it. But Lodait, that's a Kalodim, this rule should apply here as well. Says the Gemara, no, it's different. There, these type of greenery grows all over the place on their own. So a person could say, why do you need the ones that are growing in your field? Go to a different field. You could find them everywhere. It's very easy to find. So this is really a betel dais. Nobody guards them. Nobody is holding on to these greenery when it's something which can be found everywhere. But here in our case, here it's not easy to find figs in the street. So it happens to be these figs, compared to whatever was there before, is less valuable. But the guard, the shomer, who's standing outside, he has in mind, I'm going to take care of these fruits. I'm going to give it as a gift to the owner of the field, and he'll be very happy with me. So there is some benefit in guarding these figs more than the greenery that we mentioned before. And that's why here, if he does decide to shomer it, so then you don't say batel daita tzekalodim, you don't say his das is batel, and it's chayav in meiser, and that will be the case over here, that's not considered to be hefker. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan asked a question of Rabbi, not understanding why Rabbi said that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda could still take these fruits. Continues the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, Noivel Satmar, referring to the dates that fall off early, and usually they're not ripe, and that is also Kalim Shabbat Mai, because usually it's Hefker. Says Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Hanoivelis Anim Koros Im Atmarim, Hare Eilu Chayovis. We're using the Girso, the many of the Mefresh say over here, the Rash Sirilo, the Goen, and Rab Chaim all say, you should say Chayovis. So meaning what? Noivlois, these dates that fall off, if they're sold together with the regular dates, meaning they are good dates, they are valuable to be sold with the other ones, so then they're chayav and meiser, that's not something which is hefker. Says the Gemara in Dav Gimel on base, ma shteiku pezubitzazu, or zu al gabizu. When you mean they're sold together, what does it mean? Does it mean you take a basket of the noivlois and a basket of the regular dates, and you're selling them when the basket one next to each other? Or it needs to be one on top of each other? Meaning the fact that it's one on top of each other shows that they're really one unit and you're selling them together. But the one next to each other, maybe then you're not going to say that the noivlois are really considered to be part of the regular dates. Says the Gemara, no, v'loy shanyo, there's no difference. He zu b'tzadzu, he zu al gabizu. It doesn't matter if the baskets were next to each other, one on top of each other, as long as it's in a separate basket, the noivlois are not considered to be part of the regular dates, and they're still going to be potter from the bay. Because they're still considered to be hefker, even though the Baal Bais is selling them, happens to be, it's still considered to be coming from the hefker. The Baal Bais doesn't really care about, much about them. But what's the case that we're talking about, that noivlois is chayovlois when they're together with the dates? Ki anon kayamim be me'uravois, if they're all mixed up in one basket. That really shows that these noivlois are considered to be more than a regular noivlois, and they have the same level of chashivas for the Baal Bais like a regular date. Says the Gemara, b'sheitilu seor, b'sheloitilu seor. So another question. When I'm telling you the noivlois are chayav, are we talking about itil seor or loitilu seor? Itil seor is an expression saying that they inflated, they became bigger, a little fatter. As the Mishnah is going to tell us later in the Masechta, because seor is an expression when you say that you have yeast in the bread, it inflates and grows up the bread. So a fruit which is wider is considered to be hitilu seor. It became wider and inflated. Are we talking about that these dates already have some width to them, have some juice to them? Or even without it, as long as he's selling them, it's considered to be not hefker. Says the Gemara, Manu Amma b'sheitilu seor anukayom. We're talking about the itilu seor. They are fatter dates. Because if they didn't get to that stage, that they're considered to be more juicy, so then for sure it's hefker. Im b'sheitilu seor b'fnei atzmei yu chayovos. If itilu seor, why have to sell them together the regular dates in order for them to be chayav and meiser? Why not when you sell them on their own? The itilu seor, that means it's already chash of a fruit. Saying, well, leis yoch, you can't say it. Tomar b'yichon b'shiroi v'mim re'ilu, ein boim ele min hefker. As we learn daf aleph, b'yichon teaches us that these fruits come from the hefker, meaning most people are mafker them. So therefore, the potter min ha'meiser. Lefikach manu osam chachomim. That's where they mention the list of a kalim shebet mai. So therefore, even though we're talking that they have se'ar, they're already inflated, they're fat, they're juicy, it's still not chayav in the mai. We talk about in a case that there's no sor, meaning it did not inflate. If so, it's such a low-grade fruit that's still so thin, even if it's mixed up with dates, you can't say that. When you have a cluster of grapes, the one of them Biker got to the stage of Meiser, Kulu Chibu LeMeisters, the entire cluster is Chavin Meisters. Meaning, if you have some that are Chavin Meiser, so the entire thing becomes Chavin Meiser. So here also, you're right. If none of the dates reached the stage of Seor, so then there's not Chavin Meiser. But if you have one date to reach that stage, so then everything that's connected to it is Chavin it. So that's the case over here, the Noivlois we're talking about, that you have some that did get the seor, and therefore even the ones that did not get the seor, as long as they're mixed up with regular dates, they're chayav and meiser. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Berabon Omar, Rabbi Zeiro, Verabhilo, Chadoma, Kehadin, Chadoma, Kehadin. One said we're talking about when they're matasur, and one set we're talking about now matasur, the same machlokes we had here. The chachamim omim, chachamim hold, loike divrei zeh veloike divrei zeh. So according to Rav Chaim over here, means not like the entire sugya that we just mentioned. They say the rule is that in mimatelser, is it inflated, is it juicy? If it is, it's chayv meiser, and including regular dates, including noivlis. If it does not have seor, it's not inflated, it's not juicy. So the potter mina meiser. Doesn't matter if it's regular dates or it's the noivlis. And it doesn't make a difference if it's mixed up or not mixed up. Whenever the fruit is matelser, it's chayv meiser. Whatever it is not matasor is potter mina meiser, regardless if it's connected, not connected, separated, or combined with something else. And when the Mishnah told us a kalim shebedmai, where you have the potter in the mai, we're talking specifically at something which then loy matasor, it's not inflated, and only then you potter mina meiser, and you'll be potter regardless if it's connected to something else or not. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dmai, Daf Gemel.